Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. We all have our down days, but if you're down for more than a couple of days or so and you find yourself getting really down, you may be facing what is commonly called depression. Times of emotional depression are another reminder that we do live in a fallen world. The Old Testament patriarch Jacob said that his soul refused to be comforted upon hearing the news, later found to be false, that his son Joseph had died. Elijah the prophet was despondent and felt that he alone was left of the faithful after his protracted dealings with evil King Ahab and his equally evil wife Jezebel, as well as with the false prophets of his day. From the time of the ancient Greeks, it was believed that what we today call depression was caused by an imbalance in one of our four basic bodily fluids, as they understood it. Melancholia, as depression was called then, literally means black bile. An excess of black bile produced by the liver made one gloomy, at least according to ancient and medieval physiology. Today, doctors generally believe that when the brain circuits that regulate our moods or that affect our moods work less efficiently, depression occurs. But is that the cause or the effect of depression? And doctors just don't know for sure, probably because our bodies and our souls are far more than brain circuits and their communication. What are the marks of depression? What a range of symptoms. You feel low, and it's not just a low day. You're listless. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to get up out of bed, quite possibly because you can't sleep well in the first place. You don't care to eat, or you overeat. You feel sad, dejected, worthless, hopeless, or just plain empty. Sometimes depressed people have headaches, joint aches, or constant indigestion. Everything affects you negatively. It's life in the minor key all the time. You lose interest in the things that you formerly enjoyed. There may be a sense of dread or even despair. And some even begin to think about suicide. All or some of these things in combination and hanging over you like a dark cloud, well, that's depression. Why do people get depressed? Well, genetics, many believe, play a role. Some people are more constitutionally prone to depression than others, especially if their parents struggled with depression. But there are so many other triggers for depression. Remember, we live in a fallen world, and we are by nature fallen people, and that makes depression a fact of life for so many. Stress, bereavement, significant life changes, lack of sleep, medicines, hormonal irregularities, chronic pain, thyroid disorders, menopause, even prolonged weather patterns and seasons can bring on depression. There's even a medical condition linked with depression that affects not a small percentage of people in the late fall and winter months. It's called seasonal affective disorder. And how do you treat depression? Well, certainly you begin with things like having a regular schedule, setting goals for ourselves. Remember, we're made in the image of God. God plans things. We're made to plan things. Setting goals for yourselves, working to meet them, exercise, proper diet, and the right amount of sleep. I'd add that good lighting makes a huge difference. When you're indoors, wherever you can make use of full-spectrum lighting or its equivalent, those are light sources that emulate natural light and bring in the variety of wavelengths. When you can get that kind of lighting indoors, get it. That's at least made a big difference for me. And then I strongly suggest that you consider the spiritual aspects and dimensions of depression. And for that, you should speak with a wise and experienced pastor or Christian counselor. I also highly recommend two books. One, Depression, A Stubborn Darkness. What a way to describe depression. Depression, A Stubborn Darkness by Dr. Ed Welch. And also the volume Christians Get Depressed 2. And even if you're not a Christian, you can read this volume. Christians Get Depressed 2, Hope and Help for Depressed People by Dr. David Murray. A Stubborn Darkness by Dr. Ed Welch, or Christians Get Depressed 2, Hope and Help for Depressed People by Dr. David Murray. Now, if your depression persists, you should certainly seek medical advice. You may, I emphasize, may be dealing with something growing out of a physical condition, and physical tests, physical assessment, and medical recommendations are necessary to help you in those cases. But don't rule out the careful use of natural remedies. If you're taking prescription medication for depression, consult with your doctor before using these. But if you're just feeling low and you need a boost, natural remedies can be of help. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. There, in their well-stocked nutrition department, you'll meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant. And Rachel is our guest again today on HealthWise. We invite you to call her with your questions about depression. We get very involved in the interview. Rachel is a fascinating interviewee and a fascinating individual, but break into it with your questions about depression. Incidentally, I'm calling this program What to Do When You're Down. Our call-in number is 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question. Put the number under HealthWise, and here's the number for texting your question, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391 for your texted questions to HealthWise. But for now, Rachel, can you help us with those downtimes in our lives? No Rachel today. Well, we are without Rachel, so this is a tremendous opportunity. We have our engineer today, John, and so, John, we will be discussing, or we'll be dealing with depression until and unless we can get Rachel on the line. Let me just mention a few things that I think Rachel would mention if she were on the program today. If you go to 110 Pharmacy, and I urge you to go there, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, and you meet Rachel, who is there usually Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you're just feeling blah. You feel low, you feel out of sync, and your mood is bleak. These are the kinds of things that Rachel will help you with when you go to 110 Pharmacy. One of the ones that's discussed extensively is St. John's Wort, St. John's Wort, W-O-R-T, and Rachel can fill you in on what St. John's Wort is. There are at present a number of debates about this. This is often listed first as something of help for people with depression. You can read pros and cons and whether or not it is helpful. But one of the things you should do if you're going to use St. John's Wort, first, don't overdo it. And be careful to follow the amount that you take. And then be careful of how St. John's Wort will interact with other medicines. In this case in particular, where many people are taking antidepressants, then it's important that you not do things that conflict with that medication. But St. John's Wort is listed. The other is B vitamins, especially B6 and B12. And as we've learned on previous programs, there are different ways that you can get B vitamins, which can very easily be depleted in your system, especially B6 and B12. If you want a B12 shot, And some of us have had to have those when we have been particularly depleted with our energy reserves. That, of course, is something you need to do with the doctor's counsel. There are B12 and B6 pills that you can take, but also there are B6 and B12 capsules. There is some evidence that the judicious use of B vitamins helps the efficiency of prescription medications. Again, just don't take too much, and remember that B vitamins are very easily washed out of your system. Another that's mentioned is folic acid. Folic acid and B6 can be used together. Again, be careful of drug interaction. And then fish oils are used. Believe it or not, there is a link to the omega-3s, the fish oils that you get in capsules, the fish that you get in a healthy, oily fish. If you're using salmon, for example, or mackerel, these are oily fishes, very high in fish oils. These can be useful for dealing with depression. Magnesium is something to look in. As Rachel has pointed out in past programs, most of us don't get the magnesium that we need. It's often mixed with potassium. For that, you probably would need to get a supplement. There is some evidence that magnesium is useful when it comes to helping out with issues with depression. And then, believe it or not, the herb saffron that is used in rice. It's a yellowing agent for rice. It has a taste that you need to acquire. But saffron can be helpful in some cases with depression. And Rachel can fill you in on many other herbs or even spices, how to get them in the best form. Also can remind you of the side effects. And let me make a note at this point that our nutritional consultants would be quick to make. And this may explain for you why it is that some things seem to work for some people and others do not. Our metabolisms are all different. Now, there's a difference between a male and a female metabolism. There's a difference between a child's metabolism, an adult's metabolism, and a senior citizen's metabolism. And then even within that age range and gender range, we are different types of people. And there's always the chicken and the egg question about whether it's our metabolism that affects our moods or our moods that affects our metabolism. And we are very complex creatures. As we love to say on the program, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, as the Word of God says. Now, that means that different things will affect different people. If you go to a doctor and a doctor prescribes an antidepressant for you, certainly a wise doctor will say don't take any more than what is necessary. But how do you know how much to take? I know in my years as a pastor, there would be times people would come. I would always ask what medication they were taking so that I could find out what the possible side effects are. Some people would just be zonked out because the amount of medication that they were taking, well, at least it could be a reason, was so heavy. In that case, I'd urge them to go to a doctor. Again, doctors don't want to overload your system with medicines, let alone with antidepressants. But in something like this, you know that when you go to a doctor, they have to tinker with the amount. And sometimes certain medications don't work, and you have to kind of phase out of one and phase in another. Well, that's an indicator to us that certain things work in the medicinal realm and the prescription realm. And it's the same thing with vitamins, minerals, nutritional supplements, and so on. We all need certain amounts of vitamin A and vitamin B and vitamin C and vitamin D, most of which we get from the sun, and vitamin K to help with our blood clotting and so on. Those are basic things. But how does your body process the particular way you take that? Well, it's going to be different with individuals. And then when it comes to the more exotic supplements that have been mentioned in past programs, some of these work with some don't. And that's one of the reasons why often medical tests can be inconclusive, because we're dealing with different types of people. So experiment, practice. Again, if you're taking prescription medicine, always get a doctor's counsel. Well, we're dealing today with the issue of of what to do when you're down. I hate to say how to get up when you're down. That sounds rather trite, but what to do when you're down. And today, Rachel's not able to be with us, so yours truly, Bill Shishko, is your host, trying to draw on those things I've learned from the excellent nutritional consultants like those at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Let's hear about them.
It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies, but that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies, and don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise.
Bill Shishko here with you today, filling in for nutritional consultant Rachel, who's not able to be with us today, but we are talking about a subject with which, as a pastor for many, many, many years, I've had to deal with as well, and that's the subject of depression, what to do when you're down. And we've talked about some of the supplements and some of the commonly mentioned things for depression that you can take as nutritional enhancers for your dealing with your depression. Just a few others. Something called SAMEs, that's usually spelled capital S, capital A, capital M, with a little E at the end, which stands for S-adenosylmethionine, SAMEs. This is a synthetic form of a chemical that is produced in your body. There is some evidence that SAMe, S-adenosylmethionine, that's a lot of fun to pronounce that one. There's some evidence that that's helpful, again, in some people for depression, something you can ask about at 110 Pharmacy, a synthetic form of a chemical produced in the body. Remember, the theory is that your body produces chemicals that help you to deal with these times when you are low, and this is one of the more recent discoveries. Also, multivitamins that have antioxidants in them are things that may help with depression. Remember that if you are just generally depleted in your vitamins, and if you have a super healthy diet, which most of us don't, you will get all the vitamins that you need, but it can't hurt to make a judicious use of a multivitamin. Get one with the antioxidants connected with it. There is a theory that those antioxidants also help your body as it deals with these times that you're low. Another is 5-HTP, that may be available in your nutrition department, but you should get a doctor's recommendation before you look into 5-HTP. You can ask your doctor about it. The information is still coming in regarding how effective that is. And then there are just generally these mood enhancers that you can get. There's a vast variety of them, the teas that you can get. And, of course, sometimes just a good cup of coffee and the uplift of the caffeine is helpful to you. But there are teas and there are other beverages that you can get. And you can even get down to the specific things that you take for snacks, not overly sugary things. And don't give yourself what can easily become a very easy drug by just giving yourself something sweet, because there's a crash to that. And those are not particularly helpful. But mood enhancers. And remember that if you're having difficulty sleeping, then you do want something that's going to help you. Your body has wonderful ways of helping itself in these times when you're low. And one of them is simply by getting a good night's sleep, which most of us do not get. And there are things that you do or don't do before you go to sleep. One thing you don't want to do is have the light of your iPad or your phone in front of you, let alone the television, because all of that stimulation to your eyes actually helps you, prevents you going to sleep rather quickly. And so use those things that are going to help you get a good night's sleep, realizing that that's one of God's means that he uses for enabling us to deal with these times that when we are low. Now, let me take some time in the few minutes that we have left to deal with, as I mentioned before, the spiritual aspects of this. The book I mentioned, Depression, A Stubborn Darkness by Dr. Ed Welch. Dr. Welch is with the Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation in Lavorock, Pennsylvania, a man who himself has struggled with depression. His book, Depression, A Stubborn Darkness, is very helpful just in laying out sort of the bigger issues of depression. He helps you wend your way through this issue of medications, when it's wise and unwise. And then also the book by Dr. David Murray. Dr. David Murray has had a tremendous ministry, especially to Christians, with his pastoral and deeply theological approach to practical issues. Dr. David Murray's book, Christians Get Depressed Too, Hope and Help for Depressed People. Christians Get Depressed Too, Hope and Help for Depressed People. Now, from a pastoral perspective, in the very few minutes that we have left, it's very important to make a distinction between being low for a day or so and being low in a way that goes on, I'd say, for a couple of days or more. There is a very extreme condition that we often call clinical depression, in which a person may need to be hospitalized, in which there are specialized treatments to help the person get over that depression, at least pastorally, in dealing with that. There has to be that kind of treatment before, as a minister, I can even reach them. But if it's a matter of just a day or two, those are things that are commonly known to people. We've covered many of the reasons why that can come. Don't be alarmed by that. In the providence of God, those low times are very often times of reflection. They may be times where God brings us back to reality, makes us think about things. And I would urge you, when you're dealing with those things, Psalm 77 is very helpful and encouraging. It puts depression into a framework. The psalmist has this kind of downward spiral of depression. He can't sleep. He talks to himself. He uses the usual spiritual measures to help himself. It doesn't work. And then right in the middle of Psalm 77, he says, literally in the Hebrew, years of the right hand of the Most High. And what he is saying is God has not changed. He goes back to God, and then he begins to reflect upon the way God has led his people, and he weaves together beautifully in Psalm 77 the picture of God bringing his people through the Red Sea. And there's even some of the language of the flood that covered the world and inundated it. And he weaves these pictures together and says, and of course, this is what we feel like in depression. There's this fear. There's a sense of being overwhelmed and wonderment, as the Israelites experienced when they were facing the Red Sea before the Lord parted the waters. And all the psalmist says at the end is, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and by the hand of Aaron. And sometimes that's where we need to go. We live in a culture that is very self-centered. And frankly, when you center on yourself, it's like taking a magnifying glass or a microscope and going to a 100 times or 150-time magnification, and we see the imperfections that are there, and we see things that are discouraging to us. And if you continue to focus on yourself, you will not get out of your depression. It'll just usually just get worse and worse. Focus on God, who is gracious, who is good. He is the God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him might not perish but have everlasting life. And that Lord Jesus Christ, who's meant to be opened up to you from the Word of God in churches throughout our land, he says, I've come not only that you might have life and have it more abundantly, but I've come, he said, that your joy might be full. Well, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical has sponsored today's program. Our thanks to them for that. Visit them, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. It's a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. And remember to mention when you go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in their fascinating and ever-changing boutique and also in the nutrition department. And there, do be sure to look for Rachel when you're visiting the nutrition department. Tell her that you heard her on HealthWise. And I do want to emphasize there is a toll-free number for 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. For those of you not on Long Island, many of you listening elsewhere, you can call 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 1-800-599-9963. You get the 20% discount there, too, if you mention WLIE 540 AM, 1-800-599-9963. And they'll get you through to Rachel. You can chat with her and talk with her and ask her about depression and other related things. Toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. We'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.